from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Great weekend to start for, great start for Georgia Tech. They'll play Georgia State this upcoming weekend as they'll host Georgia State. 404-726-0929. So I am asking for all those folks who say, you don't ever talk about Georgia Tech. We're here. We're here. Hello.
Don't rub it in their face. Don't rub it in.
No. Here's the deal. This is what I've said all along, Zeno. Win big games.
Man, well, you're right.
Win big
Give us
games.
Something to talk about. We will.
That's it. Win big games. Be relevant. Be interesting, right? Which obviously beating Florida State, in which the way that I think they did, which was just a physical beatdown, is interesting football to me. Well, this is what I want to see. I don't want to see Georgia Tech get pushed around. And in years past, it felt that way. I don't know if it was always the case. It was a little bit of lack of coaching when Collins was here. It was, you know.
A bit of lack of coaching.
Well, not having enough, you know, enough talent on the field. But at the end of the day, that's a hell of a way for Brent Key to get this year started.
I mean, no argument. And the difference is this. You know, there's close in the no cigar, right? There's been a couple of times over the last year plus with Brent Key. They've been competitive.
Yeah.
They've been close. You know, they've had some near misses, if you will, as far as, you know, stealing a big win. Now they finally do it, right? And now there's reason to start to really believe that that next step is possible. And all it takes really is one win. Look, and this sets up really well for Georgia Tech, you know, from a scheduling standpoint when you start to look at it, Dukes, because you get Georgia State next week.
Yep.
Then you have to go on the road to Syracuse. Now, that's going to be the real follow-up test, right? One, the real follow-up test is don't let Georgia State hang around. You should easily win and cover this game. You're probably going to be a 2-touchdown favorite at least in this thing. This shouldn't be close. You shouldn't break a sweat here. But going into the Carrier Dome against a Syracuse team that is under the radar, in my opinion, if you look at their season win total, I think they can exceed expectations. But, you know, sometimes teams go up there and they struggle, and it's a different environment. And that's a game that you really want to put the ACC on notice. Okay, now you've won a road game. Neutral site, but road game in Ireland. You win a road game there in Syracuse, and now all of a sudden you have something to really start to build a lot of momentum. Because then, oh by the way, you know you can get through the end of September, you know, really being 4-0 until you have to go to Louisville, and let's see what that matchup is like.
And that's where they should be, by the way.
Yeah,
that after showing me what they showed me this weekend, that's where they should be. Haynes King was great. And here's the deal. People, if you look at the numbers and you're going to say, well, Dukes, he didn't throw for 300 yards. All of those completions at the end of that game and those last two drives were big. They were big plays. They were momentum plays. I don't care if he threw for 90 yards or he threw for 900. When did you make those plays? Dukes isn't. When does it matter most? In the fourth quarter, in those two drives when they needed him, he completed big plays. So I thought he played great. I thought he outplayed DJU at the end of the day. And I thought Brent Key did really good job of maintaining the game plan in which, hey, you know, we're going to run the ball, man. You know what? Buster Faulkner, we're not going away from what we started with this game.
Look, and it's going to be a tale of two seasons for Georgia Tech, right? When you talk about the schedule here, Dukes.
Run the ball.
You know, after you get through Louisville and Duke, right? Your last six games at North Carolina, they're probably going to have a down year, maybe. But the last five, home versus Notre Dame, at Lane Stadium, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's not going to be an easy win at all. Then you get Miami, NC State, and Georgia. So the last 4 weeks, real tough. 5 weeks, real tough meat grinder. If you don't have some wins in the bag and you're not at six wins by the time you hit that last five, it could go from a lot of hype to a lot of sadness.
And that's the thing. Take advantage of this part of the schedule. Let's grab James in Johns Creek. James, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, how are you doing?
Terrific.
I called Wednesday. Randy and Michael, you know, I went to high school with him.
Yep.
And I called Wednesday, and I told y'all, I said, Georgia Tech will win by 3 points. And Randy said, I don't see it happening. I said, Georgia Tech will beat FSU. They will beat Miami. They will beat Notre Dame, and they will beat Georgia this year. I said, they will be in the 12-team playoff battle. And he said, James, he said, if you're right, he said, I don't see it happening. But I'm telling you, Georgia Tech is that good. They will do it. And I'm going to go on a limb. I'm going to go and tell you who's going to win the national playoff.
Who's that?
The championship. Texas is.
Well, now you're talking. Oh, okay. Appreciate the call, James.
Hold on a minute, player.
Now you're saying something. Here's the deal. This is why I'm asking you what the expectations are. And Randy just heard you. He's in the car. He's on his way home, and he probably heard you again. I just feel like if you can play physical football and play this kind of defense, now I don't know if it stands the test of time through the course of the season.
Right.
But if you can stop the run like they did against Florida State and control the line of scrimmage, you're going to be in every game.
Let me ask you this.
Every game.
Because, look, it's all fun, and right now there's a lot of excitement and everything else as there should be.
Are you about to kill this party?
No. I'm going to ask you a question. Is it fair to move the goalposts at this point? Rewind 72 hours. And we're sitting here on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
Or Friday night, whatever it is. And we're wondering what Georgia Tech is. And we're thinking, look, hey, build on last year. Get at least to a bowl game. Maybe seven. Maybe seven wins given the schedule. And a bowl win for eight for the year. And we're trending in the right direction. You beat Florida State. Now all of a sudden people are starting. Don't move the goalposts yet, folks. That's all I'm saying.
So are you saying that that Florida State was not necessarily one of the top ranked teams coming into the season?
No. Don't try to make me the bad guy here.
No. I'm not
changing the quality of this win.
Because if they are, then you have every right to move the goalposts.
No, but you don't.
Why?
You don't, because a one game sample size is not enough to move the goalposts. If they start out 6-0 and beat Louisville on the road, right? Then I think you move the goalposts. Then I think you go, okay, they've won now essentially three road games, a game at Syracuse and at Louisville. Probably not great teams. Probably not teams that really have a legitimate shot to win the ACC. However, still, road wins matter. So you got three wins away from the flats. You're 6-0, right? And you are coming home for a game against Duke, possibly going 7-0.
Yeah, new coach, new quarterback, yes.
Then I think we can move the goalposts, right?
I am willing to do it now because I'm going to tell you.
No, I don't want to do it now.
I'm doing it now. Zeno, here's why. You have foundation with this team.
But do you know that? That's the question. Do you really know that?
I believe Brent Key does.
He's shown us
foundation with Jeff Collins.
Right. He's shown us he's laid a good foundation.
Yes.
Does that translate to getting to the top of the pyramid here? Does that translate to building a great building, you know, and being a program that is looked at as a legitimate power in the ACC? That I don't know if we know yet. And again, remember, the ACC landscape is now different. Look what you've added, right?
Cal, SMU, Stanford.
Hold on a second.
Come on.
SMU was a top 20 offense last year in the country. Let's not mess around.
Cal, Stanford.
Let me ask you a question.
Come on.
In reality, somebody have to look this up for me. Who's recruited better talent over the last 3 years, Stanford or Georgia Tech?
Well, Collins has only been on the job for two. He was the interim coach. Brent Key.
We're just talking. Theoretically,
you're saying SMU.
Most Pac-12 programs, the old Pac-12, would have recruited better talent than Georgia Tech. Most of those programs.
Stanford.
Stanford, you got to be smart. You have to be smart at Georgia Tech, too.
Doesn't mean you can play.
You have to have a minimum SAT score just to get an official visit to go to Stanford.
Yeah.
And by the way, this isn't when Harbaugh was at Stanford.
But again,
this is different.
I get you, but I'm just saying you have to acknowledge the landscape is different, and that brings in a lot of variables that you didn't account for last year.
It is.
If this was the same 12, 14 teams it was for the ACC last year, things are different because, again, you're going to face Stanford this year, right? I mean, they're going to face – not Stanford. Who do they get?
Cal!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.